This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 125 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with the creator and one of the moderators of Wordwise on FetLife. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting next to me is Mr. Beast. How are you?
Hey, Woody. We are well. Myself and all of my girls are well.
Well, that is so good.
Yes, it is. When you're in the poly biz, as everybody well at the same time is amazing.
Keep them smiling. That's all
yeah.
I always say.
Yeah.
So on the line with us tonight, we have two lovely ladies from different parts of the country. From Atlanta, we have B-Wise. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
And we have her associate, Heyerdahl. Hi.
Hello.
B-Wise, you have a group on FetLife called Wordwise.
I do.
And this is an educational group?
It is. It's designed to collect different links from around FetLife and even around the internet and bring them all together in one place so that people who are looking for information can find it easily.
And I was quite amazed when I got turned on to your site. My hat's off to you ladies.
Thank you so much.
Well, there's a lot of work here.
Yeah, I think it. One time I counted 400, but I know there's more than that. That's a minimum estimate.
Yeah, there is certainly a depth of information. Now, there is just a wealth of different things for kinksters when they come in here. I think one of the starting ones is Wordwise, Our Purpose and Standards, because it really kind of sets the stage for where this page goes.
That's our hope anyway.
What drove you for this massive undertaking?
That's what impressed me. I liked the way B-Wise has it set up. She just has a very firm grasp of what it takes to keep a thing like this moving smoothly without argument.
And you are one of the moderators, I understand.
Yes.
A moderator in this case is just somebody that is adding links and checking links and things like that, or is there a two-way conversation with your users?
B-Wise, you want to go with that one?
I will definitely go with that one. We have, I think, 9 moderators right now, and several of them tackle different tasks. There's a lot of moving parts on this group, and every time we add more members, they're turned into more using parts. So we have moderators who simply take the links, make sure they have the required number of seconds to make it into the archives, and then move the links into the archives. We have moderators who keep up with the archive itself and make sure that the links stay active, that every post is cross-posted where it needs to be. We have moderators who deal with the links that don't make it in to the archive, who don't have enough seconds. We keep track of those too, just in case somebody ever wants to browse through those and see if they've missed anything. Heyerdahl in particular, though, has been a godsend in terms of advertising the group and finding links and information, contacting authors and making sure they know that their work has been promoted on this site, and also dealing with some of the day-to-day conversations with the members and trying to answer questions, make sure that everybody knows what's allowed and what isn't on the group, and making sure it just runs smoothly.
I notice people will post to the main page, then those are rerouted into different links. Is that how it works?
That's correct. The initial recommendation comes onto the main page. There's a sample recommendation post. We call them recs. And each rec has to include the author of the post that's being recommended, the title of the post that's being recommended, the link of the post that's being recommended, and then also the categories that the post should be cross-posted under. That goes onto the main page. Then our members read it. And if they like the information there and find it valuable, they add a +1 generally is how they second it. We just up the number of +1s required to 5. As the group grows, it has been helpful to add higher numbers of +1s. to make sure that the information that makes it into the archive should be in the archive.
So it's kind of an interest level on a topic.
It is. I consider it kind of crowdsourcing information. We're not a curated group per se, but if a post comes on as a recommendation and there aren't enough people who think that it contains worthwhile information to give it the plus ones necessary to make it into the archives, then it doesn't get up there.
You know, you click on any of the subjects and then you go down pages below that to find just a wealth of knowledge. Even the Kinky Cast is in there.
It is.
Be Wise.
Yeah.
You, as a child, like to draw circles and arrows and connect them, right? You're the queen of the org chart and the process.
That has become my default role with this, but what I really am at heart is kind of a nerd. I like information. I like having it easily accessible, and that's what led me to create the group, was a desire to find a better way to search FetLife for certain topics that I couldn't find just browsing.
What brought you over to our world?
Oh, good Lord. Well, I've known I was kinky since before I knew what kink was. It just took finding the internet when I was, I think, 14. And it took all of a couple of weeks before I typed in spanking into the search and found it. And my mother didn't know how to put on parental control, so there went that.
Okay.
And you've been at it for the last 6 years then?
I have. And I came out into the community when a friend of mine that I met through an online conversation invited me to a party. I didn't think I would like it, but I pretty much got hooked the first time I came out.
That's a common occurrence we hear from many. You must have felt that there was so much information, but it is a bit chaotic out there, and it's spread, and some of it's good, some of it's not so good. So you just felt the need to start pulling it together?
I did. I noticed a trend on my own friends list on FET where a lot of people would make pages for their own information that would include links that they personally found valuable. And I wanted something like that, only bigger and with more information on it than just the 3 or 4 articles that somebody personally found useful. And I found a group, and I can't remember which group it was at this point, but I spent probably 4 hours reading back through posts that went back years and years, looking for ones that I personally found relevant and interesting. And I was so sad because no one else was ever going to take the time to go back 5 years and find a post on something without it being on one of those pages like that. And so it kind of occurred to me that I could create sort of a master page with a lot of different information on it.
I mean, in our society, if it's over 5 days old, some people can't find it.
Right. And that's a shame because there's a wealth of information out there. And I think people are looking for it. They just don't know where to look.
And with social media being what it is, you know, it hits the news feed and then it's gone literally in minutes if you have a popular page. With this, you have a lot of sticky topics. You have alphabetical searches and different things. And to use FetLife in a way that it's like a search engine, but it's certainly manually curated on your end to keep it organized, that's an amazing feat.
Yeah, I credit my moderators for that. I would never, ever be able to keep this up without their help.
And how long did you manage to run it yourself before the beast grew out of control?
Well, we're about 2.5 years old, and I think for the first maybe 2 months, I ran it by myself with one other person helping me. And then once we hit 500 members, I started adding moderators, and now about every 500 members, I add more moderators because we're just growing exponentially. And I would say we've doubled in size in the last 8 months.
You've got over 2,200 members on the group site.
Yes.
And that's generating about how many new comments a day?
New article recommendations? Yeah. I think we average about 5 a day. Some days we have fewer, some days we have a lot more than that, but probably about 5 a day.
And those require a certain amount of research and so forth to get to the final stage then.
Once it's recommended, it goes into the group at large. It goes through people's feeds if they're members of WordWise, and they can choose to read the article if it's got a title or if the category is something that intrigues them. If they like the article, they can add a plus one to the comments. And once it has, at this point, it's five. Once we have five plus ones, it goes into the archives.
For those of you who are trying to keep up with what we're talking about, in FetLife, just search for WordWise, WORDWIZE, one word, and it will take you to this group page that has just a list of kinky topics that you can choose from. And some of them are real specific. It was interesting, some of the new posts.
Have you found anything new? Well, let me rephrase that. I know you found stuff new that you didn't know. What was one of the more unique things that you ran across?
I'm happy to let Heyerdahl answer that. She does a lot of searching for us for articles.
What are some of the more far out ones that you know of?
So far out? That's a tough one. Now, we have to be careful to make sure that we choose wisely, that we find articles that are credible, that can, especially if they get into the more difficult topics like various forms of play. So once we get into that area, it gets a little more difficult, and we have to, well, I run them past friends that have some expertise just to make sure that things that I don't know that are in that article, that I can at least get some kind of an opinion on whether it's accurate.
It's good to have verification that way.
Well, it's not so much verification because, you know, there's so many views on how to look at things. There's so many views on different forms of play, on different kinds of relationships, that I myself am likely to recommend an article from both sides of the fence just to make sure that those views are presented. But when I say I run it past somebody that knows something, I don't know everything. I can look at an article and it looks good, but if it's a topic that I'm not familiar with, then I feel more comfortable if I've had somebody with some expertise look at it and tell me that it's at least not dangerously inaccurate. But that's what I mean by running it past somebody.
And there is so much misinformation and downright dangerous stuff out there.
That exactly.
Sometimes amazing.
You know, I think it's important to have various viewpoints, but also that need for accurate information.
You mean there isn't one true way?
I'm learning there is not.
Heyerdahl, how did you come to be a part of our wonderful world?
I followed a mutual friend to BeWise's group and fell in love with it immediately. I saw the potential and I was just ecstatic. And I started recommending things and voting, and I've got a PR background, so it was natural for me to write under the post itself where I commented that the information about WordWise and the fact the article had been recommended to WordWise and so on. And I just sort of developed what I do that way.
So how long have you been involved in the lifestyle?
I go back to about 2001.
Old timer.
Officially.
That's an old timer by today's definition.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just post pre-internet. I came in right about the time the internet took over.
Well, I go back to AOL days when we had AOL by the hour, and people that will remember the $300 AOL bills every month.
Oh yes, those were ugly.
Yes, they were. Back in the 90s.
As soon as I got my first full-time connection on cable, I spent days and nights on bondage.com just with my eyes popping out, having a wonderful time going, oh, that's who I am.
I had to figure it out the old-fashioned way. In the back of little cheap magazines, and you send out letters with self-addressed stamped envelopes, hoping for a reply 6 months later.
It's what you call fresh kink, huh?
Yeah. It was. And believe it or not, some of those people still are around that I met during those days. B, why did you not go with something more conventional like a website set up like a wiki?
Because I think that people are on FetLife. That's where people are right now. And it may not be where they are in 10 years, but it's where everybody's kind of congregating right now. I run a munch in Atlanta. I help host it. And we have a tremendous number of newbies coming in every month, and they find us on FetLife. And then they ask questions about things on FetLife. And a lot of times I have some information, but not in-depth information. And I wanted to be able to send them to a place they could find on FetLife to read about whatever it is they were curious about.
The rest is history. So you find them where they live and you feed them where they live.
Right. And, you know, myself, I feed myself too on FetLife. I spend a fair amount of time on that group looking and reading articles. You know, even once they've been added to the archives and there's nothing left to do in terms of moderating it, you know, it's interesting information. These are glimpses into people's lives, into their relationships, into their kink. And it's mind-blowing what some people grasp that I never did on my own without reading it from somebody else's experience.
In this day of the social media and so forth, I'm coming to believe that many of the traditional textbooks for a lifestyle are now outdated and ineffective. Are you finding that same thing be true, like SML 101 and Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns?
They're 30 years old.
I know, but what are the new texts?
I don't think there are a lot of big books that are coming out right now. There are definitely books that are coming out and some really quality ones, but they're not always super easy to find. You know, I used to be a pretty avid reader, but in this day and age, I tend to do my reading through apps, Audible and stuff like that. And just, I either listen to it or I read it online. I don't spend a lot of time browsing in bookstores anymore. This is where I think the information is right now, and it's fast. You know, you were commenting earlier about having to send a letter out and wait 6 months for it to come back. You know, that's not today's world anymore, and definitely not online. Once you hit there, if you don't have information in a easily findable and easily accessible format for some of the people who come out who are new, they're never going to search for it because they hit that frenzy and they just go. And I'd much rather them hit a frenzy and spend 3 nights up all night reading information than race out to the club and do something that they're going to regret doing the next day.
How true that is. Heyerdahl, you were going to say something there?
Yeah, I can give you one specific answer about an article that's much older. I think that it was in my personal archives from about 2005. It was on self-bondage. And as I read through it again, I realized everything in it was accurate and useful except for one part. And in that article, they recommended the use of bungee cords for self-bondage. That's a very dangerous practice. The clips fly off and have injured people seriously, like to take an eye out, rather than throw the entire article out because of that one outdated piece of information. We inserted a caveat that said, you know, this is a good article, but you have to remember to don't use bungee cords. And we put that right in the recommendation so that people could be aware of that. You can't necessarily toss out all the old stuff just because parts of it are outdated. There's a lot of good information from way back. And so some of it does get included because it's so useful.
I do totally agree with you. I'm not this value SM 101 Screw the Roses as having full of valid information, but I don't think they're getting in the hands of our new generation of practitioners. I think they are looking for an internet source of information.
Well, you're probably right. They want easy, and the internet is much easier than finding and buying a book.
And quicker.
Uh-huh.
We are the world of the instant gratification.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We're just adapting to the newer ways of presenting information.
One of the things that is a problem with the traditional book like the SM-101 is unless you see a copy that somebody has and you want one and you know you can go out to Amazon and buy it, that's fine. But to browse in a kinky bookstore is a little difficult for about 99% of the kinksters out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things, though, I'd like to say kind of on the other side and in defense of some of the books like Screw the Roses You know, that information has been vetted in a way that a lot of internet posts are not. You know, there was an author, there was an editor, there were probably proofreaders, there were probably other lifestyle people who read the information and kind of vetted it to make sure it was accurate. You know, some of the posts that go up online, it's just somebody sits down, they have 20 minutes, they write a post, they hit send, and it just is popular for whatever reason. And I think that if you find some information easily available to you, it may kind of lead towards a deeper desire to understand more, which may lead people towards some of the books that you can order online now. I mean, you don't have to go to a bookstore. You can go to Amazon and order these books. You just have to know they exist.
That's the first step, is knowing a title or knowing where to look.
Right.
There's an older bit of wisdom that if it's in print, it must be true. I mean, that's a human nature to read it and just assume that because it made it into print, it's true. So one of the things we stress in WordWise is to read critically and to not take everything for granted just because it's in writing here. That you have to read it and judge it for yourself and make your own decisions and ask questions about what's right or wrong.
Very good advice.
Question everything you read.
Exactly.
Because we've had definitely some very popular books that were rubbish. I can think of a long, long list of them. Hitler's Mein Kampf being the first one.
For instance, yeah.
Yeah, being right. The first one.
Yeah.
So where do you see this project going, ladies?
I'd like to see it just continue to grow. There's so much information and there's so many new people coming out with new spins on old ideas that are valuable when we read them for ourselves. I'd like to see more links and I'd like to see more members. And that inevitably means I'm also going to like to see more moderators.
Well, it's certainly going to grow in popularity.
We're increasing the number of topics on a regular basis. And that does require more and more moderators to manage all that information going into the various, you know, just to make sure it stays spread out in the categories that it needs to be. The managing of it.
Using FetLife as an engine is a very good thing also, because John Bakku's crew up there keeps a very good engine room running with a lot of hits per day. And so this is a very good vehicle for your information.
I was contacted recently by one of the FetLife meet and greeters who's asking if it would be all right to include the WordWise link and some of the information they sent to newbies. And I was beyond thrilled with that, because it will bring people straight to some information that they can look through before they jump in completely in the deep end.
That's fantastic for new people. Yeah.
Yeah. There is not enough information. I was reading a profile this afternoon about some woman that went to the bar, met tall, dark, and handsome, went home with them. Happy ending in her case.
Oof.
But how many didn't have the happy ending?
Yeah, well, I think we all know some of them.
Well, we knew some of them. Many of them have disappeared from our community because of bad experiences, largely for a lack of information, which WordWise is now providing.
We have categories specifically dealing with safety and with physical safety of certain types of play, with emotional and mental safety when you're getting involved with somebody new. We have information about domestic violence, and we have information about contacts for people who have been injured and where they can go to look for help if they need it. So there is a ton of information, more in depth than you might think, just thinking about what goes up on FetLife on a daily basis. It's not all, you know, fun, kinky stories or this is how you hit somebody with a toy. There's a lot out there if you can find it. So that's our goal, is to try to make it easy for people to find it.
I noticed one of your links there was for kink-aware professionals from NCSF, which is something very valuable if you need a doctor or a lawyer or something. And this is just one of the many hundreds of links on WordWise.
Justine's list is another one of the links, and that's another ability we have to include other FetLife groups that can be helpful. As well, for one thing, KinkyCast, it's a unit. It's a specific group that reaches a lot of topics, Justine's list is to help people find professionals in the in this country that are kink-aware of all different medical lawyers and so on. By putting that group in the index, we make more people aware that it exists, and so that group can benefit. It's a shared sort of thing. We're not limiting ourselves to WordWise. We're trying to make information available regardless of its form.
Well, that's what you're all about, is sharing. You know, you're sharing other
exactly.
people's links, and they're sharing yours. This is how we grow the community. It's safety, it's education, and it has a logical growth pattern to it. Anybody that is coming into this lifestyle that really wants to get the most out of it needs to follow some of this information, because otherwise, you know, if you're a lurker hanging on the outside, they're not going to read this stuff anyway. Anybody that's really serious about it, this is really important stuff.
Woody, you're talking about my prey.
Your prey, yes.
My hunting grounds, yes. Here. You're trying to rob me of my hunting grounds.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you're so full of it.
I am full of it. Ask the rest of my girls. Never mind. Is there a big celebration when you hit a milestone here? And what
personally,
is a milestone?
Yes. I think Heyerdahl and I email back and forth and get very excited whenever we cross one of the big numbers or get certain numbers of posts or particularly gratifying thank you come from somebody. We share that back and forth, and it is very encouraging.
When we get something like that from our listeners, too, we share that, and it feels so good. It makes what we do worthwhile, because we're an all-volunteer organization, as you are. And mm-hmm. so this is how we're all giving back to community. We're putting our heart and souls into it. And people that appreciate what we do, it's great stuff. Let us know what you think.
Yes, please. It is definitely, it's definitely kind of exciting when you get a thank you email from somebody who said they found your group or found something on your group that was so helpful to them. It makes all of the hours of background work worth it.
On that note, I want to say our listeners, go out. Check out WordWise. It's on FetLife. Lots of information there. And I want to thank our two guests tonight, Be Wise and Heyerdahl. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, ladies.
You have been listening to episode 125 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody, the Beast, and all our Kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we talk with Katsura.